Citizens of the Reject Nation, we're here to watch Fallout Episode 3. Been loving this series thus far. Good. It's so good. Did you change?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
I did.
We just watched Episode 2.
Well, I own a lot of Fallout shirts.
I've been waiting for this moment for a very long, long time.
Don't forget to hit that notification bell. Leave the comments in the comment section below.
I'll take it over here.
Like a button with a button with your thumb.
Thanks to Prepper for helping us edit down these highlights.
They're not a sponsor.
And full length threat to watch along. Where you sick of your own copy of Fallout? It's available for Super Sexy.
Super Sexy Rejects.
Thank you to all who have been joining us. That means a lot. And we also cover several things over there exclusive highlights and watch alongs included. All right, Michael. I'm ready to do this. You?
We're going to have a great time. And it's going to be vault-tastic.
Wow.
Irony.
Genius. Genius, genius, genius.
This really makes me want to play the game.
Dude, you'd love the games.
Like, this is a really good show.
That's a wonderful show.
I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything.
And every game gives you just a different part of the world where it's just, you could enter from any point, and it's that's what I love about it. My first game was Fallout 3, and, you know, I think that's what I love about it. Like, just super accessible, super fun.
Moises Arias, he seems so familiar. Was he on like a Nickelodeon show or something?
Moises Arias, the name is familiar.
Damn.
That's really engrossing shit.
Dude,
it's really engrossing.
I'm having the time of my life. I'm like super bummed that there's only one season out. And... yeah, I'm just like, I just want to watch this forever.
Walton Goggins is killing it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like, you can see how they're the same guy, but he kills both timelines.
Yeah. Well, I think that's such a very Jonathan Nolan skill set, too, as a director, to be able to...
They did something like that in Westworld.
In Westworld,
right?
Yeah. I mean, that was, to me, what, like, lured me into season one, like, all those reveals. But... yeah, just the juxtaposition between the two, and they're not giving in at all, like, which I think would be like an easy thing to want to like have his character have like even a little bit of a heart at any point.
God, I love how freaking ruthless he is. I love it.
Oh, there's just nothing there.
Like, he's so ugly. He's so nasty.
Yeah, and it's just the heartbreak and the pain and the suffering. It's just like, it's so palpable And of course, he's met with this character that is just like the epitome of this, like, of like the childlike wonder encapsulated of the American dream. It's just like the craziest, funny thing in the world.
It just gets me really excited. Like, I love a character trajectory. I love a character arc. And what's exciting about what they're doing with Lucy is not only will she change internally, but you can see like a physical transformation happening. Like, she's literally being put through all kinds of trials.
Yeah.
And she's going to completely evolve. I mean, that's like my prediction, and an obvious one that the show is even telegraphing for you, like on episode 2. Like, she's going to change.
Well, she has to.
She has to.
And she's going to have to make choices. And I think that's my favorite, like I said in our last reaction, like, one of the best parts of Fallout is that it's a role-playing game, and you have to make these critical choices, and you have to choose, you know, down to, like, what kind of moral arc are you going to keep? What sort of decisions are you going to make? What factions are you going to back? And ultimately, what long-lasting impacts are you going to have on the Wasteland? And
true.
I think for her, where she started and where she's ending, like, it always begins with this personal journey, but ultimately that personal journey, for whatever reason, always has this profound impact on the larger world.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited for her because I feel like, I don't know, after the things that she's experienced and seen, who knows which way she's going to go. And obviously she's under a lot of like duress and influence, and you've got all these like really compelling characters, but they've just like really captured the magic of the world. I don't want to get like too excited about the future, but part of me is like wondering, I mean, I'd be shocked if we don't get a season two.
It all depends on how well this does in views.
Better do well. Better do well. Watch the show and watch it over again, because I really want a season two. But I hope that we don't come back to these characters and almost like just go to another like unique story if they were to continue this each season. Because
that would be interesting.
Because I feel like it's just such a big world. And this is, you know, the first time in a long time that we've been on the West Coast in the Fallout universe. And I've really loved it so far. And I think like the crazy thing is like there's like some big parts of the West Coast narrative story wise that like we haven't even been introduced to yet that I'm super jazzed about. And I think the fact that they haven't even scratched that surface yet and they've already like given us so much just bodes so well for the rest of the season and like speaks so well to the writing. And there's a lot of things they could have like easily given into in the writer's room from just like the lore that they're playing around with. But instead they've like, they've stayed focused. They've stayed character driven. And I feel like for new fans like yourself, like what a wonderful entry point.
Yeah. I'm not at all. The only time I like thought of the game was when she lost a head and they were trying to like retrieve it for a brief second. The only time I thought of the game,
yeah,
of like, oh, I could see how this is a kind of like a video game level. But most of the time I'm, you know, you could watch a lot of those like movie adaptations that have happened.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'd rather just play the game. Because if I don't really know the game, I can tell this is a game. I'd just rather play the game. And so watching this, I never get an inkling of that. It's only when you go to the credits at the end that I go, oh, you know, it would be cool to step into this world. But I do love the way they're doing the storytelling overall, like with Maximus as well. He's out of like the three.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one who I didn't quite feel like his character portrayal was quite at the same level.
Sure.
As Lucy and the ghoul. But this episode brought it up to there where now I'm like, okay, now I'm like equally invested in his story
I think
as well.
Adding his squire was a really smart choice.
Yeah.
And is also putting him into like a weird power dynamic sort of situation. And obviously he has to get caught at some point.
He's got to take that mask off.
And that reckoning is going to be really interesting and tough for him. It's a fun dynamic. And I think ultimately, like, for him, it's like he wants to be this thing. And
if you're nothing without the suit, you shouldn't have the suit at all, is the quote I just got.
No, that's exactly it.
That's the Iron Man quote.
And you know, he's on his way. You know, he's Peter Parker. And we think he can get there. So, I'm so curious. I mean, obviously, like in our little silo, you and I love this. I'm so curious how the rest of the world is reacting to this.
Well, there's a couple other things, though, I want to mention.
Yeah, please. Cool.
The Vault storyline.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Sorry. We totally glazed over that.
Because without, like, I didn't, when we were first coming back to it.
Yeah.
My first reaction to it was like, huh, I think the show's finally doing something I'm not all that interested in watching develop. I wasn't that interested. Mm-hmm. And then once they started introducing like reforming the prisoners and you see how the rest of the world views Vault Society, what's it called?
Vault Dwellers,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Views Vault Dwellers and how it's like this utopia of sorts.
Sure.
And then you introduce this element into them.
Yeah.
You're like, oh shit, they're going to get a taste of like the emotions in the real world. And like when the divide happens there, when there's so much like rules and everything is, there's order, you know, and they don't, there's no order. And now things are going to get out of hand. And I love that of how the chaos is like seeped in there.
I don't want to get like too into it. And I don't think that they're really exploring. It's not really the show to explore it as much as like Fallout in general. But every vault is a social experiment. In that there is a particular like Vault Tech as a company. When they built each of them, there was a like yeah, what if these are all like controlled experiment areas where they have a prolonged period of time where they can test people? These three being together is clearly that controlled setting of like, oh, can we have these like three that can form in essence a mini society, and how can they interact, trade, and work together? As a really fascinating kind of like uplifting one. Some of them were like really, really messed up throughout the games of like all different sorts of like torture and gaslighting and all different sorts of things. And what's interesting is this vault was clearly not set up for this sort of like messed up experience. And it's fun to watch this sort of like ethical dilemma where these people have genuinely lived like the ideal Vault-Tec dream that was marketed and promised.
And
it's interesting because like you had all these characters that I think prior to the pilot and being attacked, like I don't think, you know, the woman that lost her eye and her husband would have called for like the murder of prisoners.
Yeah.
But now they're faced with like a water crisis, and that's such an interesting to create like a fascinating moral dilemma. I also think it's like it's the funny little things that they do. So for instance, like they have a really fun mobile game called Fallout Shelter, where you're basically an overseer, and you get to like have characters and you assign them to different things in the vault, and you have to like make sure there's enough water, food, and power, and then you have to like defend against raiders and send people out and make babies and keep the whole ecosystem alive. And it's like a really fun, like I've spent way too much time and admittedly a little too much money on this stupid little mobile game. And it's kind of fun because like you're kind of posed with some of those like ethical dilemmas in the game itself. And so it's like so funny to just like see it put into this context. And then it's just like the little details throughout the show too, of when it regurgitated the head, seeing like the toaster and all those like random items that like when you're like checking the loot on the body and you're like, why is there a toaster on this creature? You know, like why is there, you know,
that creature, by the way, excellent work.
Thank you to G2A for sponsoring this video. G2A stands for Gate to Adventure, your portal to digital entertainment. Offers everything from software to video games to gift cards for Amazon, Netflix, and more. All with the convenience of instant delivery and products at discounted prices. But why choose G2A? Because in a world where every penny and second counts, G2A honestly stands out by offering not just unbeatable prices, but also lightning fast access to the digital content you love. They ensure you're getting more for less instantly. And from the 22nd of March to 14th of April, there's a special campaign running offering big discounts for games, great offers, and special limited time daily deals. So in the springtime, you can get games like Helldivers 2, Tomb Raider, Star Wars franchise, Baldur's Gate, Elder's Ring, Hogwarts Legacy, and Fallout, man. It's a Fallout time with the show coming out. Do they got the Fallout game? And it looks like they do at great prices right now. So you can unlock extra savings with the progressive discount code G2ASPRING. You get 10% off when you spend up to €25, snag 15% off when you spend over €25, snag 15% off when you spend over €25, enjoy 20% off when you spend over €50. So you can click the link in the description box to dive headfirst into Gate to Adventure's digital realm. Bask in digital glory, seize these unbeatable deals today, and discover why G2A is your essential gateway to adventure and savings in the digital world.
Oh my! I mean, but that's like Fallout. I mean, well, number one, it was so well done. That is the one, and I'm sure it was like a deliberate choice. Because if you played the Fallout games, like it's like hard to go like 10 feet without running into something that is just like abysmal and terrifying.
I think in a show experience, you want to reserve that so it has impact.
Yeah, and I think they've been very like wisely conservative with it.
Yeah,
and it's been impactful.
100%, yeah.
I've got a gut feeling that we'll probably see a lot of it towards the end, particularly like some of the. Well, I'm not going to say anything more than that.
I think like it's just a very thoughtful show.
Yeah,
and it ruminates, and I love the character interactions. You know, watching what Maximus is doing and getting confused here with the power, and like Lucy and the ghoul interacting is so compelling. Yeah. Like those two in a scene together is like a fantastic dynamic.
What they represent is so,
yeah,
especially because he was in so many ways what she aspires for the world to be.
I want to look who plays Lucy. She is so good.
Yeah, she is phenomenal.
I got to look her up. She is like freaking amazing.
Yeah. I second that.
I said before, she got, I keep saying like Lucy actor without like saying her actual name is Ella Purnell. What is
that?
Oh,
that name is so familiar.
What has she been in? She's London, UK. She's in Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. That's the Tim Burton movie. I mean, I've never seen that movie. Then she's in Kick-Ass 2, which I don't remember at all. And
I mean,
that
congrats
was
congrats to her on
many years
on
ago.
Breaking in.
Yeah,
yeah. So this is like their first really big.
Oh, she's in Army of the Dead. Who's she? In Army of the Dead. I don't remember that. Oh yeah, yeah. Kate. I think she's the daughter of Dave Bautista in that. That's all I remember. Whatever.
Oh,
she's the voice of Jinx in Arcane. Have you seen Arcane?
I have not.
Oh, brilliant show. Brilliant.
I've heard good things.
Brilliant, yeah.
Good things.
Anyway.
I
love her. She's
good
amazing.
On her. I'm very excited for her. It's always nice when you see somebody where you're like, oh, your career just got a much-deserved booster.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Anyway, we got, how many? Eight? We got five more episodes to watch?
That's it? That's sad.
Yeah.
I want more.
I'm not going to lie, guys. Before we're about to film, I'm like, all right. Another hour. Let's do it. And then when we're watching, I'm like, this is really good.
No,
I don't even want to like talk.
No, that's
like,
exactly
just
it.
Like,
just
I'm just
watch.
Really enjoying this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's honestly one of the hardest parts of reacting is like, I want this for me.
Yeah,
but we want to share it with all
of
y'all.
I just want to binge it like everyone else and just like be quiet and watch it all. Yeah. But but it is kind of cool to have a show like this that is such a experience for a fan of the IP, and then for myself to be a newcomer and to come from, because I'm just like, I'm just pure storytelling right here. And I'm like, this is damn good. This is really good storytelling.
Yeah. No, it's and I think that's the fact that they have achieved both says everything you need to know about the series.
Well, I think it's so smart. What you're telling me, the fact that it's not a retelling of any story. It just takes place within the same world and it's following that trajectory. Like this could be a video game installment essentially from what you're telling me. And I think that was the smartest decision they could have made, because if they were doing a retelling, I think that's the problem that happens with most adaptations.
Yeah. I think that was an idea of Todd Howard's, who gets like so much hate and so much love. Todd Howard is the creator of like the new generation of Fallout. He's the boss man over at Bethesda.
Got it.
And like, his involvement in this series, and I think his partnership with Jonathan Nolan, has really been like the secret sauce to pulling this off.
Yeah.
Because he's just like has played a role in making some of the greatest RPGs of our time. And I don't know. I think that approach to like respect the creatives and give them the breathing room to create something original. And I think the respect goes both ways, right? Like Jonathan Nolan clearly respects the Fallout IP. And I think, you know, Todd Howard and the Fallout team clearly respect Jonathan Nolan and the creative team and the writer's room that they've put together. And frankly, the ensemble of directors and the whole crew, I mean, top to bottom, it's been really phenomenal.
But he's not the creator of the show, right? Was he like, is nothing like he directed these episodes, but is he like a, imagine like an executive producer of the show?
I think he's an EP, yeah.
Yeah, he's got to be like an EP, yeah. He's definitely got to be a producer.
I mean, Nolan is a guy who
just like directs something. He'd have to at least be a producer.
Yeah.
Because like the ones who are credited on writing all the time are Geneva and Graham Wagner, at least on the episodes that we watched.
Well, Geneva and Graham. Well done.
Yeah, way to go. Want to make sure we do.
What else have they done?
We're giving all the credit to Jonathan Nolan. We're like, we should also like credit like the people who keep coming up on the written by.
Yeah, no, that's a very good point.
Geneva, Captain Marvel, and Tomb Raider.
Oh,
that's funny.
Fascinating.
Because Tomb Raider also had Walton Goggins in it.
Well, that's how this goes, right?
Yeah.
You find
another,
your people.
Another video game adaptation. Graham Wagner, Silicon Valley.
Yeah, Silicon Valley. Great series.
Damn. Those are two very different backgrounds. That
but you know what? That's such a great... Silicon Valley is such a interestingly perfect comp in that like comedy. Like
I see it. Yeah.
It's the genre bending.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Anyway, I had a great time, man.
Yeah.
You want to close us out, buddy?
Yeah. Listen, to those who have joined us on the journey so far, we are just getting started. We are leveling up. We've got plenty more episodes to go. So do us a favor. Don't forget to subscribe. Wow, I'm losing. We have done three episodes so far.
And we did it really, really nice. Yeah.
Don't forget to subscribe. Hit that like button. Hit that notification bell. And we will see you at the next episode. Leave a comment below.
Are you serious? It's Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana? He did Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
Wow. No wonder he's good at genres. He gets the best of both. Waka waka. Bye, everybody.
You know, John, Gabriel, I'm constantly getting, like, different vibes from him. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we were always doing these Archangel shout-outs about him. And I just, like, stop it. I'm an atheist.
Devout.
And I'm just trying to define what his personality is in between that. Like, was he offended by that, assuming that he's probably, like, a super good-hearted guy due to him being an Archangel? Because when I read it tonally... It seemed like he was on the defense about it.
Sure.
But I wasn't like, exactly sure if he was on the defense or if that was just the way I was receiving it.
He's just being humble because he doesn't want to play up the fact that he is that pious and, you know, descent from on high.
It's like imagine an atheist who is like that kind and giving but has no beliefs. That's kind of like crazy, right?
That's the most
purest form of an angel when you think about
that
it.
That is true.
Like,
yeah.
There is no sense of trying to serve for any greater gain.
I've pledged no allegiance other than that I will do what is good and right always.
Not to try to get to heaven, not to try to satisfy some outside force or entity. It is just to be good. And like how you've been here consistently, contributing your hard-earned dollars our way every single month. So you're probably better than an angel. You're like a super angel.
You're like a super duper angel.
You're like
a super saiyan
like
angel.
Like Keanu Reeves, you know?
Keanu Reeves is probably an angel. If this was City of Angels, it wouldn't be Nick Cage. It would be Keanu
Reeves. It'd be Keanu Reeves and Meg Ryan.
It would be. I can't imagine.
Based on Gabriel.
That's right. You are the inspiration. And we thank you for that.
Appreciate you, Gabriel, for despite not believing in anything that you believe in being a good person regardless. Thank you.
Thank you.